Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including mobile game updates, board game updates, and anniversary special news, and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
Huh? Oh, sorry, I'm Transform and Roll Out, Gojo. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out some stuff for my role-playing game. Hi, I'm Kevin.
I will explain that joke in a little bit. We've got quite a bit to talk about today, even though it's been a little bit of a slow news cycle. But before we get started, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still ongoing and still needs support, to the crisis that's ongoing in the Ukraine, to the constant attacks upon reproductive rights and trans rights and just queer people's rights here in the U.S. If you're living under a rock, there is a lot of bad things being put in place across the country, from state to state, from laws that block, transitioning for, you know, younger people and even adults in some cases, to banning drag performances because for some reason they've gotten in their head that seeing a drag queen will just radicalize a child. Just find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time and money, joining in protests safely if you can, watching streams that generate revenue for nonprofits, or even just beginning the steps of educating yourself to find a way that you can help. Be a hero. Mm-hmm. Let's make this world a better place. Let's fight these things that are going on.
Yes.
But with that said, we'll dive into our first topic, which is the world of mobile games for Power Rangers, because we've had a couple updates.
Yeah.
First and foremost, we'll start with the good. Legacy Wars has added Ion, Dino Fury Gold. He is a legendary attacker class ranger and is available now in the game. Did you get to watch any of, like, the videos of his, like, attacks?
I did, yeah. He seems like he's a very quick, speedy character, so he should be interesting to play as.
Yeah. It's a bummer that he's a legendary, though, because I'm never going to get that character.
Yeah.
I wish... That's the one thing I wish for Legacy Wars. I wish they would reconfigure how often they drop things. Like, there's enough characters at this point, they can open the floodgates a little bit. And they have in certain aspects, but it's like, it's still very difficult to get some of the newer characters. And I'm like...
Oh, yeah. Well, unless you spend money.
Yeah. And even then, it's not guaranteed. That's the thing that's frustrating. It's like, if you spend a certain amount of money, you're still not guaranteed the character. And I'm just like, this has been going on long enough. You can open this up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But in addition to this, Zato, as part of the Power Pass, will be getting the Dino Knight mode as an alternate skin for the use in the game, which is really cool as well. But I'm excited too that this now makes three Dino Fury Rangers. Do you think we'll get the other three in the game, or do you think we'll probably get like Cosmic Fury versions of them when the time comes?
I'm not sure, honestly. I think we will, because I mean we've already got three Dino Furies now, right?
Yep. Izzy, Zato, Ion.
Yeah. So I think they will probably move forward with Cosmic Fury. I could see us getting a Dino Fury villain or monster maybe if we get anything. But yeah, I think this is kind of like their last Dino Fury, and then we're going to start transitioning over to Cosmic Fury stuff.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think it makes a lot of sense. So, but I think it's really cool to see the game still getting support.
You know, 6 years later.
6 years later, which is wild, so...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
For sure. On the flip side, the Power Rangers Heroes Morphin Legends RPG game that had been teased last year, like mid-last year, has been cancelled. Servers from the beta have been taken down, and the UI artist, Nano Borges, recently uploaded images and art of his work confirming the game had been cancelled. What are your thoughts on this, Kevin?
I gotta be honest, I forgot this game was a thing. Like, we had talked about it before, but there had been no news, no developments, no updates on it in quite some time that I forgot. I think it would have been a lot of fun. I think there was a lot of potential there, but, you know, I think ultimately they did what they had to do, and it is unfortunate for all the people that worked on it that their work may not be able to see the light of day. It's unfortunate for the fans.
Yeah.
But it is also, it's part of the business, unfortunately. So it, whenever I saw that it was canceled, I wasn't surprised, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, because we hadn't heard anything about it. We'd been radio silent.
Yeah.
As unfortunate as it is, that's just part of it. And I do wish we could have seen more of it, but you know what? It's all we can do.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I, it, what's always been weird to me about it is people like being like, oh yeah, it was in beta, I played it. I'm like, how? I was like, I never remember, I remember there being like no news on how we could play it, so I was always just surprised that some people were even able to get it and play.
Yeah.
But it is a bummer that like we're just not going to get to experience, because like it would have been a neat way to get to have other characters, because I mean like Rancic was one of the ones they teased as part of this. There was just like, this was just another avenue to have characters involved, and it just, it kind of sucks that we won't be getting it. But, you know, hey, maybe that means development on something else will be happening. You know, I'm sure Enway has other, like, irons in the fire. Like, I'm sure this wasn't the only thing going on.
Yeah.
But we will see.
For sure.
But with that, we'll move on to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always, the 30th anniversary special coming from Netflix. Remember, this is going to drop in April next month on the 19th. So set your calendars, mark your time, take your day off from work if you need to. But we've gotten an official synopsis now, which is, after tragedy strikes, an unlikely young hero takes her rightful place among the Power Rangers to get revenge on the team's oldest arch nemesis. Which is, it's not telling us anything new per se, but this does make it seem like Rita may have a hand in whatever tragedy is going to happen. I mean, we can safely assume Trini is probably going to be taken out, is the way to say it, I guess. In canon.
Or it's starting in media res.
Yeah.
And it's after she has passed. So I could see that being the thing too.
Yeah, which is like, it's fine. I would, if that is how we acknowledge it, fine. I'm happier than them trying to like work around the fact that Twi is no longer with us. And I wouldn't want them to recast Trini because it would just feel weird.
It would. But I think the thing for me is that, you know, obviously, Walter and David, who had the most, you know, they were, especially Walter, I know Walter and Twi were, I think they were very close, if I remember right. Like, they signed onto this project knowing what the story is, so I am trusting their instincts.
That
whatever will happen, it was done and handled in a way that was very, like, respectful and tactful, so.
Yeah, and I can't imagine them signing onto something that would be disrespectful is kind of how I feel about it too. I am excited that this is, seems to be putting Min as like the main focus of the show.
It makes sense. She's the focal point. Like,
yeah, she's the kitty pride.
She's the new, for the new fans that maybe they haven't seen Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like, you know, the younger fan generation, and we as the older generation get the returning Rangers. So
for sure. But supposedly, like, David Yost had answered someone's, like, question I saw on Twitter, because they were asking, they were like, well, we haven't seen any promotional, is there anything else we're going to get? And David Yost is like, well, you should be seeing more over the next couple of weeks as we lead up to the 19th.
Because they're not going to promote this for, like, a full year before it comes out. Like, it's, that's not how promotions work. That's not how you promote things.
And that's also not how, like, Netflix does either. They tend to ramp things up the closer we get to it.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially with stuff like this. I am, I mean, we have been seeing a lot of, like, behind-the-scenes footage. Like, even, I believe Walter Jones, or was it Catherine Sutherland, who posted the picture of them on set? On a balcony with a Earth in the distance, which, like, I'm so excited for, like...
Yeah, depending on what happens, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited for, like, I the more I see, the more I'm like, just, I'm excited to get to experience whatever this is going to be. And I will judge it at that time.
That's a good way to look at it.
Good, bad, or indifferent. We'll see what it is.
And I would even acknowledge too, with this day and age of social media, like, the cast posting these photos, that's them promoting it. Like, yeah. That's they probably have a deal with NDAs and their contracts where they say, okay, you can post specific things at this time frame. Like a lot, I say this because I have noticed certain individuals online complaining that the cast are the ones promoting the special, when really, like, they don't.
That's how they do things now.
That's how a lot of things are done now. It's like through social media. It's not always on just the social media brand manager. It's also like let's be real here. Corporations use their casts, their production, their crew to promote. Like, they require them to promote on their social media. So
yeah. And I'm sure, like,
that's all I'm gonna say on the matter.
Yeah, we're not gonna see like a big billboard for this anniversary special. That's not typically how Netflix is gonna do it. Especially, this is big, but it's not gonna be that big. I don't know. People need to temper their expectations of what should be happening. And honestly, the people who complain are probably never gonna be happy, like we say every time. Like, no amount of promotion would satisfy them. But I don't know. Every time I think about the fact that it's really soon, I get kind of antsy and excited, and I can't wait. I'm really excited to see what this is going to be and what all we're going to get. But we shall see. Only a little over a month to wait.
Yep.
But with that, we'll move on to Renegade Con Special Edition panel, which occurred on March 1st, so we're a little bit behind in discussing this, but a bunch of things were announced for all of Renegade's properties, but specifically for Power Rangers, there was quite a bit. And I will we'll go through this in like phases, I guess. It's the best way to do this. We'll start with the role playing game.
Yeah, I think that works.
First and foremost, the Across the Stars PDF is available now as of March 8th. The Phantom Gambit Adventure is a self-contained adventure that is going to also be available on Renegade site soon, which is based on Across the Stars. So if you've pre-ordered Across the Stars, you should be able to access the PDF now.
Yes. Or if you have not pre-ordered it yet, you can pre-order it before the window closes and still get the PDF for free.
Same. Yep. I need to do that. Speaking of which. But announced at the panel that they had was Finster's Monstermatic Cookbook. This cookbook features advice for creating, using, and adapting threats, and even features major options for character threats across the grid, as well as advice on how to use the Heroes of the Grid minis in the RPG. Additionally, playable Psycho Rangers and sorceress powers for villains and players. And then announced as well was the Essence 20 Field Guide to Adventure and Crossover Sourcebook, a new sourcebook allowing you to combine elements from G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Power Rangers role-playing games. It comes with new character options, influences, origins, perks, and a new role. And Renegade also announced a new program that we're having called Play Renegade, and it will allow you to be a GM in public spaces and will give a free adventure called Tenga Temple, which is like a Power Ranger specific one that they have. And they have, I think, a few others for their different brands.
Yeah. And by running the GM program for Tenga Temple, it will be available at retail eventually, I think, on their website.
Yeah.
But they did specifically mention that if you participate in this program, you will get access to Tenga Temple 6 months in advance and get it for free.
Nice. And then finally, for the role-playing game, Gen Con has events that are coming. Our Gen Con is coming, so they're having events for this. People can start signing up May 21st at noon Eastern time, and RPG events will be coming soon for that. But of what was announced, anything exciting you hear, Kevin?
Go Joe rollout.
Yeah,
There we go. I think the sourcebook field guide is probably the biggest reveal for this one. It was a little bit shocking, but it didn't surprise me as well, because on the social media channels and just in general, like, Scott and Jordan and everybody on the team, like, they all kind of hinted that, like, crossover content was coming. Even back when they announced G.I. Joe Mission Critical and the fact that we had, like, the G.I. Joe deck building game, like, the fact that all these games share common threads, like, we kind of thought that it would be coming anyway, so it doesn't surprise me. I am very curious to see how these all intermingle and what they look like, especially when it comes to certain elements of the role-playing game for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But I think the cover art was absolutely bonkers. because it features the Dino Megazord fighting a Transformer. I forget which one it was. With a G.I. Joe Commando, like, on the shoulder of the Megazord firing at the Transformer as well. So, like, it... I think it's going to be a lot of fun because it's going to give a lot of freedom and creativity to players that...
Yeah.
I think of a friend I had once, an online friend back years ago, who he was obsessed with Power Rangers. I think he was obsessed with G.I. Joe, and he might have even been a Transformers fan. So I think of him right now. I think of how happy he's going to be for this. But yeah, what did you think?
The field guide and the crossover source is like, not something I can say I'm like super interested in. I'm more interested in how, like you said, it ties back to the Power Ranger game. I'm intrigued by like the influences, origins, and like the new things they're going to introduce in it. And I'd be curious what's there.
Yeah.
I can't say that I would be interested in like crossing over like Transformers and G.I. Joe because they're not things I really care about. So yeah, I think the thing I would get it for would be the Power Rangers part of it. I am really excited about this like Monstermatic cookbook. I am really excited to see what that's gonna be, especially since there are going to be playable aspects that will be in there for like people to create a Psycho Ranger or to have like sorceress powers. Like, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I want to see what that's gonna be like and how that adds new dynamics to the game.
I think it's gonna do a fun thing of like, because the current game does have some tech elements where like you can like modify weapons and do certain things, so like this is kind of like giving that magical element as well, which I think would come in handy if you want to make, you know, rangers based on and around magic. So it was also interesting because Scott specifically mentioned in the live stream like reformed Psycho Rangers being an option, so I don't know what that's gonna look like, but he even teased like, what if you have a monster that you fight and then they decide to join you and become a ranger? So I think those parts are going to be interesting to see
how they work.
So I'm assuming that means we'll see a method for like converting a threat into a player.
Which is interesting. It's an interesting concept having played the game so far.
Which from the other end, having created threats, like it makes me wonder, like, are they going to, because really creating threats are similar to making a playable character anyway, because they still get essence scores and things like that. So I think it'll be interesting because they'll probably have a section that will be detailed on like converting from a player to a threat and threat to a player.
Yeah, which is really fun. Like I'm just excited that the like RPG game is getting expanded in different ways, and like, you know, we're now, this will be books 3, 4, and 5 that we're going to be getting that tie to the Power Ranger one. So it's just a fun world to get to play with.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, it really shows that Renegade is going all in on their expanding their properties. And, like, if you would have told me back when Heroes of the Grid was announced that Renegade would not only create a deck-building system, but also a role-playing game system that is wholly their own, I would have been like, really? Really? And, like, they are actively trying to promote it. And, I mean, we'll see what happens, so...
Yeah, and I mean, like... issues aside, like, I think it is fun to play. We've had a really great time with, like, the game that you run, Kevin, for us. So, like, I'm excited to see what elements we could pull in. I want to get my hands on Across the Stars because I want to look at what's in there and see what we could pull in just, like, from a character perspective. I'm really excited.
For sure. I think it's going to... There's a lot of potential of what's going to happen, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did see... earlier that they teased like that we will probably be getting like the Purple Ranger character or character role at some point soon with one of the like the next big source book that'll be coming for Power Rangers, so I'm excited for when that will finally drop. With that said, we'll move into the world of deck building games. The Shattered Grid expansion box has been announced for Power Rangers. The expansion will be able to pull in elements from other expansions, allowing for some exciting combinations. And it is currently on pre-order through Renegade, and you will be able to get a bonus pack 5 through that. They also announced a deluxe deck building storage box to be coming soon. It will have 100 standard card dividers labeled for the expansions. It will have 21 oversized card dividers as well as 7 labeled dividers. Blank dividers will be included as well for as things come out. And the storage box will also include 10 solo mode cards as well to play on your own, which is exciting. And then Gen Con, there will be a deck building game league that will be coming as well as part of the Gen Con kind of stuff going on. But What are your thoughts on kind of the deck building game side, Kevin?
I want to play the deck builder. I have not played the deck builder since probably October or November, so I need to
dust it off again.
Yeah, well, it's not even in my apartment right now. It's in my friend's apartment, so I'm actually going to go get it soon, thankfully. No, I think it's a lot of fun. Again, it shows that they're willing to expand the game, and like, I think the fun thing is like, some people always tend to be like, oh, they only do Mighty Morphin, or oh, they only do this, but like, we've been seeing a lot of fun things pop up with In Space, RPM, SPD. It's been really interesting to see, like, for the first few expansions, Renegade, I think, has been testing the waters, so to speak, by using, like, really popular seasons.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing, like, oh, here's, you know, Shattered Grid, which is a really popular crossover event. And I think looking at the box art alone, we can kind of glean that, like, the playable characters are going to be absolutely insane.
Yeah.
On the box alone, we've got Jen, we've got Lauren, we've got Trini.
Yes, yep.
So, I don't know if that means she's going to become... Or I think it's Trini, maybe? I don't know. Or
no, that's Trini. That is Trini.
It
Trini?
Okay, I thought it was. Yeah, so, like, we're getting, like, early
Coinless. Trini. Yeah. Coinless Kitty.
Coinless Trini, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it's just... It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And also, Dr. K, Fenster 5.
Yeah.
Ranger Slayer, which I'm assuming Ranger Slayer will probably be like a two-sided character, like she can be good or evil.
Yeah, depending. So, yeah, that's what I would think as well.
Yeah, but I think like one thing I enjoy is that they did tease like, oh, you can pull in stuff from the other games and like merge it together with this one. So I would not be surprised if they basically say like you can take Shattered Grid and another expansion and push it together to make one core game. Like you don't have to have Mighty Morphin or Zeo to play this. Like if you have two expansions, you can just buy two expansions and put them together.
From my understanding, that's not the case. It will still need...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From what I saw, because I remember seeing like their advertisement, and it says requires like X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
So they do still require the core game, because I think you need like the specific starter cards.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'd be curious how the pulling in elements works. Because I will say, like, having played like the deck building game with the various expansions, it is kind of laborious to like... swap out things. Like you kind of have to pre-do that and know what you're going to do beforehand, otherwise you're going to be sitting for 10 to 20 minutes just like, okay, we need these cards, we don't need these cards, flip these out. But I'd be curious, especially with like,
oh, I was gonna say, I think the deck building box is going to actually help with that, honestly.
Yeah, because boy, that's what I'm thinking too. I'm like, man, I want that storage box, because like it will just make things so much easier.
it really will.
But I'm excited to see. I need to pre-order like the SPD set. I need to pre-order this because I really enjoy the deck building game. I am not good at it. Yeah, I always feel like by the time I'm getting my butt kicked is when I've realized what I should have been doing the whole time, and it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
But they're really fun. I do enjoy them. I need to play it more because I still have not played RPM. I've played all of the expansions except for RPM. I need to play that one. But I'm really excited. I'd be curious, like you mentioned, like it's interesting to see like what teams they've gone with so far for like the deck building game and how they've like tested the waters with different things. I'd be curious to see what they do next, especially like because they seem to do like comic storyline, then they'll do a team from the show, then they'll do a comic storyline, then they'll do a like team from the show. So I'm curious what the next one would be up on the up to come up. Is there one that you would like to see go into the deck building game that hasn't been yet, Kevin?
I think maybe either... It's hard because there's so many different seasons to choose from. it's like choosing a child. I think Ninja Storm would be really fun.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think having Lothor as a playable character, and like I would honestly pair Mara and Capri together.
Yeah, I can like, see them though being separate just because it'd be fun to have them, and I bet they would. You could do a fun synergy with those two that would be interesting if you could have two people playing as Mara and Capri.
Yeah,
I kind of can. I be honest, Kevin, when you said Ninja Storm, I was like, you just want to play Mara and Capri. I know.
Kind of. I mean, it would be fun. But I think Ninja Storm would have the most potential to have, like, a lot of fun mechanics. And, like,
yeah.
I think they could do a lot of fun things with the Power Spheres. I could see them doing that. After Ninja Storm, I think maybe Dino Fury would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think they would have some good mechanics. Or even... I'll throw a Gambit in there, and I would say Dino Thunder.
Yeah, I'd be curious how the Dino Thunder Rangers would work in a deck-building game. Their Heroes of the Grid counterparts are so good that, like...
Yeah.
I'd be curious.
Or if we did a themed thing, I think it would be... I think a fun expansion, like, would be an Evil Ranger expansion, where, like, you get evil versions of, like, Mighty Morphin Green, or, like, you know, other Rangers that would normally be the hero characters in their sets.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be curious to see, like, I kind of would want, like, Jungle Fury or, like, Mystic Force in there, too, because that would be fun. And I'm also thinking of, like, ones that have a bunch of villains. I'm always going to rep, like, Dino Charge should be in one of these, because I want all the Dino Charge Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, a Dino Charge set would be a lot of fun, especially with the Energems as items and things like that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you could do, like, a fun, like, mechanic where, like, there needs to be... it's a bomb card for Sledge.
I knew you were going to say that. Or just have it be like a maneuver. Like, it's a bomb.
You could just blow, like, or having, like, Sledge's ship be part of his, like, mechanic and have a thing where, like, he can put either monsters into it that he can use to send against the Rangers. That would be, like, just a fun mechanic you could do with that.
Yeah,
There's just... Sure. And it's been fun to see, like, the different iterations of stuff they've done with, like, each season. Like, SPD has the containment thing. The In Space one has the mechanic of, like, the corruption tokens that you can use. Like, it's fun to see the twist they put on the different things.
But for sure.
With that said, we'll go to the last area, which is Heroes of the Grid. There was no major news announced, but we did get a teaser of Jonathan Ying, and then apparently the item he held was supposed to be an indication of what the big box will be for this year, and he had a very specific badge, we'll say, for SPD, so it seems like we will be getting the SPD team as part of Heroes of the Grid soon. What are you thinking of this, Kevin? Are you excited for SPD?
I mean, it makes sense. It's a popular season, and, like, there's a lot of characters and things you can pull from that, so... I think it will be interesting because I am assuming and thinking that means we'll probably get a new giant figure if we get SPD, because we'll probably get Omni figure.
Or the Delta Max Zord.
Yeah, or you could get that. I think it'll be fun to see what they come up with and what they cook up. Jonathan always does a good job with certain things and elements. And I know he's got things planned out for years in advance, so I think an SPD set would be a lot of fun. So we'll see for sure what happens.
Is there any specific, like, villain miniature you'd be excited to see from this?
I think Mora and Morgana.
Yeah.
I
kind of
figured. I think they'll serve as a boss character, or a threat, at least, a monster character. I mean, SPD is an interesting set because it's also getting the deck building counterpart, so I do think that, like, there's a lot of love for that season right now in Renegade's offices, so.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure they were like, well, we're getting art for it, we can put it in both sections.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what it'll be, and just, like, if they're, like, what Jonathan's, like, because he does such a specific, like, theming when he does, like, the way characters interact in that game, and I'd be curious to see what he does for, like, the SPD team, if there is, like, a containment mechanic that they have, or maybe they can, like, disable villain cards. That would be really fun. I'd just be really excited to see what he can do with them, or how he, like, integrates their civilian powers into it. I'm excited. I all of this Renegade stuff for Power Rangers, I'm just so amped to get my hands on and get to play with.
Yeah, for sure.
But any final thoughts on Renegade Con?
Nope, I think there was a lot of fun there. I would encourage people to check out your local game shop, see what's available. now with the Play Renegade program, there may be Renegade themed events coming soon to your shop near you. So
For sure, and get them, like, if your local game store isn't aware of these, like, let them know, and like, so they can start ordering them and getting them in. I know mine has recently gotten the, like, RPG books for Power Rangers, so I'm excited to see more of that stuff get to other people's hands, because it's so good.
Yeah, my store is like a Renegade, like, it's not like an official Renegade store, but like, they have a ton of Renegade stuff, like, they've got it all. So
And I just, you know, the more, like, this stuff sells, like, the more excited I am, and, like, the more we get from them. So, yeah, definitely support Renegade, support your local game stores.
Yes.
But with that said, that'll wrap up our show for today. If you're interested in contacting us, you can hit us up on Twitter at MayThePowerPod, or you can send us an email at MayThePowerPod@gmail.com. Feel free to send comments, suggestions, topic ideas, or let us know if you're interested in coming on as a guest host. We're always happy to have new people on and to chat with us and get to talk back and forth about this thing we love. If you're interested in talking with me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3 and other forms of media with BridgeMT, something involving it, so... Have fun. Find me. I may or may not accept your follow request.
Exactly.
Because I am private on some things. So you may find me, but I may not find you. So
we'll see. It's a mystery. That's the excitement in it. But with that said, you know, thank you guys. Thank you for listening to us. You know, we're so happy to get to do this and get to talk with each other every week.
Yeah.
But with that said, as always... May the power protect you.